Let's give God a round of applause, shall we? How amazing it's been. What an amazing opportunity to take a message that is so much needed, isn't it, in today's world, that we are wonderfully made by God. And God's yes is a yes because of Jesus dying on the cross for us. Is my mic loud enough? You can hear me okay. Should we just pray as we reflect on things together? Lord, we thank you so much for the amazing things that you've done. As we reflect on all these things together this morning, we pray, speak to us and help us to know how much you love us. Help us to know your blessing over us, your church. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I wonder, I was speaking about that yes because of Jesus. I wonder, have you said yes to Jesus? This was something Michelle was speaking about on Friday when we were doing the talent show, Dedworth's Got Talent. And what really stuck in my mind was when she said about God giving his yes to us. And we see that, don't we, in the psalm that we heard. So have you said yes to Jesus? And that doesn't mean that everything is sewn up, does it? You know, no matter if you speak to somebody who's known Jesus for many, many years, they'll say to you, actually, do you know what? Rubbish still happens. And I know so much that I still make mistakes. I know that myself, that I make mistakes and I think, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. And I might say sorry about the same thing 5 or 6 times, 7 or 8 times, 9 or 10 times. Probably couldn't count over the years, especially in areas where I feel weak. But it's about a journey of trust, isn't it? And God's Spirit gives us strength. We sang, didn't we, that song at the beginning about having the armor of God. How does God's suit go? God's suit on, that's right. The sword of? The shield of? The belt of truth. I won't do the wiggle. Around my waist. And God's with us in those things, isn't he? It's about a journey. Nobody has everything sorted, but God has, and he has shown that to us, and he's encouraged us through the song, which is Psalm 139. So let's take a look at this this Lego movie, because we had Lego this week, haven't we, of Psalm
139. Lord, you have examined me, so you know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up.
You know my thoughts before I think them. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know everything I do.
Lord, you know what I want to say even before the words leave my mouth.
You are all around me, in front of me and behind me. I feel your hand on my shoulder.
I am amazed at what you know. 'Tis too much for me to understand. Your spirit is everywhere I go. I cannot escape your presence.
If I go up to heaven, you will be there. If I go down to the place of death, you will be there. If I go east where the sun rises, or go to live in the west beyond the sea, even there you will take my hand and lead me. Your strong right hand will protect me.
Suppose I wanted to hide from you and said, surely the darkness will hide me. The day will change to night and cover me.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same.
You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was. You saw my bones grow as my body took shape, hidden in my mother's womb.
You saw my body grow each passing day. You knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. All the days planned for me were written in your book before any of them ever began.
Your thoughts are beyond my understanding. They cannot be measured.
If I could count them, they would be more than all the grains of sand.
And when I wake up, I am still with you.
Some amazing words, aren't they, that we heard there. So hold your two fists like that in the air for one moment. And in terms of how amazing you think that is, if you think that those words there about what they mean in your life are absolutely amazing and really encouraging, I'd encourage you to do that. Maybe out of 10 for how you feel today. And we're all going to feel very differently, aren't we? Some of us are going to feel... So if you feel that you're really encouraged by that and it helps you, then I encourage you just to put 10 up. And you know what? When we do that, we're recognizing. If you notice, your fingers are pointing in all directions, aren't they? Your fingers are pointing in all directions. And God is all around us. He is everywhere. And he will be with us and look after us in all situations. And that's a truth that we can hold to. I wonder, before this week, have you thought you are wonderfully made? Have you ever thought you're wonderfully made? We probably haven't, because, you know, we tend to be a little bit modest, don't we? We tend to find our faults before we find those truths about what God has made us. Take a look at those 10 fingers again. And look at your fingerprint. Now, there is nobody that has the same fingerprint as you. You are so special. That was a signature given to you by God. And God is absolutely amazing. Have you ever had moments where you've maybe felt that that your skills aren't as good as they could be? Have you ever thought about your giftings and thought, oh, I wish I had that? Well, do you know what? God made you as you are. And he gave us the ability to learn new things. And so many people this week have learned new crafts that they're going to enjoy taking into the future. And do you know what? One of my children, I won't share which one, but sat yesterday, because I haven't asked her about this, can you smile if you're happy for me to share? Yeah, okay. Okay, so I can share. So it's Charlotte. Charlotte yesterday sat with me and she was doing cross stitch for the first time. And what did you say? What did you say about it? How did it make you feel yesterday?
Peaceful,
thank you. And that's amazing, isn't it? Amazing that craft is going to be used. So I've done something I really never do. I'm so sorry. I always ask before I share, and I sort of did, and I could have, yeah, anyway. So have you ever been harsh on yourself about those gifts? Have you ever been harsh on yourself about those gifts? Well, enjoy them, and thank you for sharing them if you shared those gifts that you've got. I don't know about you, but I found out so many people have so many different gifts that I didn't know they had before. So can I encourage you just to put your hand on your heart for a moment? And in a moment of quietness, just feel your heartbeat. And know that that is God's purpose. That is God's purpose. You are alive and you are here for a reason. You are wonderfully made by the creator of the universe. God loves you and there's nothing at all that you can do about it. Can you turn the microphone on for a moment for me? Because we live in a world where there's lots of rubbish and stuff that happens, don't we? Have a listen to this. This is a trick that I'd be interested if anyone else in the room can do. You might need to turn it up a little bit more. And you're thinking, what are you doing? Oh, hold on. Let me turn this off.
Must be possible to get it.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Right, okay, turn it down again. Thank you. Now that is a heartbeat. That's my heartbeat. But do you know my heartbeat is slightly different from most people's heartbeat in that I have two bits of metal in my heart, which are heart valves that were put in by a doctor many, many, many years ago. Now, you might think that, well, hold on a minute, how comes that's happened? That's not good. That's not God. But actually, if God hadn't have given that surgeon the skills that he needed, then I wouldn't be here now. And so I need the other people who have been wonderfully made with all their gifts to help me to use my gifts. And that's one of the blessings that God gives us, isn't it? God, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. And we've seen that, haven't we, this week? God is calling us together to be a people who bring hope into the community. And we've seen that in so many different ways this week. A community of all ages, wildly different experiences, who God has prepared this week to be a blessing. And the truth is, he is with us. He loves us. He will shape us more and more into the form of Jesus in terms of being like him, the more time we spend with him. And as we share Jesus' love with others, they will come to know Jesus too. So what does that mean for you today? Helping someone at school maybe. Maybe not just doing good things, but maybe sharing that hope at the same time about how somebody is wonderfully made. Oh, I'm not wonderfully made. Yes, you are, because God has made you. How much of an encouragement that is. And so, if you've been here for many years and saw the joy of last week, God's blessing is upon you. If you've come because you like company or you like the idea of a barbecue, God's blessing is upon you. And praise God, it's so great that you're here. Do come and join in with other stuff too. And if you've come because you felt peaceful this week because of God's presence, God's Holy Spirit, that's so encouraging. Let's praise God for that. And if you haven't yet, can I encourage you to take a look at the Alpha Course, something that we're going to be doing in the next term, in the autumn term. And we're going to watch a very brief video now that will tell you a bit about that. It's an opportunity to come amongst God, come before God and amongst each other as we ask questions, as we're curious about who God is. Thank you, Mike.
Every day we ask so many questions. What should I wear? What's the weather going to be like? How am I going to fit everything in? But then there are those bigger questions, like why am I here? Where am I heading? Is there more to life than this?
Arrived at an answer to the most important issue that we humans ever deal with, is there a God? And I had arrived there without ever really looking at the evidence. And I was supposed to be a scientist.
At 28, I had gotten many of the things that I thought I wanted. You know, my girlfriend was on the cover of magazines, I had a Beamer, and I was so unhappy. It was a realization maybe that I would never find happiness where I was looking for it.
I think for so many years, you know, I always just strived to be strong in myself. All I needed was me and my buddies and, you know, we'd be like invincible. But the truth is, none of us are.
That's our purpose, that's our meaning, that's our hope. God took something so broken and made it a beautiful art piece.
Alpha is a place where you can be yourself. You can say what you think and challenge everything. No question is too complex or too simple. And what your point of view is as important as anyone else's.
We are going on a journey together, an adventure to explore the questions of life, faith, and meaning.
So here's the reading again. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing upon my head. How amazing that the creator of the universe has done that and is doing that. And he will continue to do it. And so if you're interested in doing Alpha, then please take one of these cards. We've got loads of them at the front of the building here. And if you want to just tick the question mark there, the Alpha question mark, then we'll get in touch with you for that. And also, if you don't currently receive updates from the church, then please do tick the orange box there at the bottom, which says, please send me updates, and then just write your details on, and we can get in contact with you. Psalm 139 tells us that not only are you wonderfully made by God, but he will always, always be with you. He is with you and he will bless you in all situations and at all times. We can have that sort of relationship with God, a friendship with God through Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross for us. He defeated death and then he rose to life. And after that, he went to heaven and the Holy Spirit came to be our help in life. That is God's promise to every single one of us. And it is a promise that is new each day. Every time we mess up, every time we feel God's not with us, those moments where we remember he is. God is not just about being there in the difficult times. He is there to make the most of life and to enjoy the life to the best we possibly can. And doing that does need Jesus. So I hope that encourages you. I hope today you're encouraged at the end of a really busy week. I expect for some here they are absolutely exhausted, and even the idea of coming this morning was really difficult because you are so tired. But do you know what? God is going to bring so many blessings out of that faithfulness. All his promises are yes and amen in Jesus. And so let's say that to God. Yes and amen. So do we believe in Jesus? Yes, yes and amen. Amen. So we're going to follow that through with some songs now, aren't we? Just recognizing how amazing God is. So if you can, please do stand.